One of our concerns at the beginning of this year was trying to implement some additional student safety measures, and we wanted to focus on two main prongs with that. One was building security, and we've made a lot of strides in that area, and the other was on student mental health. And we partnered with a group out of the Chicago area called Alyssa's Mission and the Mercer County Health Department to bring some training to the staff in the district here. And that started just before Christmas with some initial training in regards to threat assessment, and we followed up after the Christmas break with training for all staff in detecting depression in students, and that was involved with the Mercer County Health Department as well. The next step in that was to actually screen students, and in February we notified parents of our intent to screen all students in grades 7, 8, and 10 with the ability to opt out if they chose. Almost no students opted out of that screening that we conducted just this past, earlier this month. And the results of that help us identify students and put them in touch with resources that they and their parents can then use to benefit their lives going forward.
So basically that's kind of a referral then. If you see issues, you can refer them to the proper agency?
That is. And that's our ability not only for us to deal with them more efficiently here at school, but also for us to put them in contact with outside resources. Well, it's not tied specifically to the three-year grant at the health department, but it is a three-year commitment from the district in our partnership with Alyssa's Mission, and we will continue it next year and the year after to do additional training and screening with students and staff.